It appears we are recording. Call to order of the Utah State Tax Commission. This is at 9 o'clock, June 11th, 2011. Meeting is being held in the Commission Hearing Room in 1025 at 210 North, 1950 West, Salt Lake City, Utah. This is now the time for public comment. Are individuals or groups wishing to address the commissioners for up to 3 minutes on matters not related to a pending or reasonably imminent appeal to the Tax Commission? I call for anyone who has that interest at this time. I see none. Next item on our agenda, then, would be approval of the Special Commission meeting minutes of Wednesday, January 21st, 2015, and Thursday, February 26, 2015. Do I have a motion?
I'll move to approve.
Thank you. Motion is to approve. Those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? I rule it passes unanimously. Next item is approval of submission of proposed rule amendments to Division of Administrative Rules for publication and the Utah Register. The first one is R865-4D-21, Consistent Basis for Diesel Fuel Reporting. And I think Commissioner Perry will be making the presentation on that one.
This proposed amendment deletes an outdated form name. The most current information regarding tax forms is on the Tax Commission website.
Okay. Any questions regarding the proposed amendment to our rule? It's very, very simple. Just striking a couple of words. I see none. Do I have a motion to adopt the rule?
I would make a motion to adopt the rule.
Motion's in order.
Just a minute. I think we're submitting these to DAS for publication. We're not ready to adopt
yet. Oh, that's
true. I'm sorry.
We are.
Let's change the motion then. The motion is to submit it to DAS for publication. Thank you, Commissioner Craig, and appreciate that very much. Before we do take that motion, however, I'm going to announce who is participating in the meeting today. Myself, John Valentine, as chair, Michael Cragen as commissioner, and Robert Perro as commissioner. The record should show that Commissioner Dixon has resigned effective yesterday, so she is not participating in these deliberations as she is no longer a commissioner. So continuing then with the action, let's go ahead and replace the motion. The motion should be to submit for publication to the Division of Administrative Rules the proposed rule dealing with consistent basis for diesel fuel reporting. Do I have a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you. Now place the motion. Those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Rule of passes unanimously. This proposed amendment will be submitted to the DAR for publication. The next action item is adoption of a proposed rule, of a proposed rule to the Division of Administrative Rules, R865-20T-10, Procedure for the Revocation, Renewal, and Reinstatement of Licenses Issued. And who will be making a presentation on that one? Commissioner Perro.
The provisions of this rule are unnecessary. Statutory provisions adequately describe period of a license revocation. In addition, the Tax Commission website contains the most current tax form requirements.
Thank you. Do I have any discussion on this proposed submission? Seeing none, back to you, Commissioner Perro, for motion.
I'd like to make the motion that we submit this to DAR.
Thank you. Motion is to submit this proposed rule to DAR. I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Well, that passes unanimously also. This proposed rule will also be submitted to DAR for publication. That completes our action items for today. The next item on our agenda is the Executive Director's Report. I'll turn now to Director Conover.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have a short report today. As you may know and have experienced, we've been pulling cable throughout this whole building. It's Cat 6 cable that we'll be putting in our new telephone system. That cable will be all pulled by the end of this month. We're in the process of selecting new handsets for all the employees in this building that are required to make to have a phone, and that should be completed. And the software behind those phones will be completed sometime in September of this year. I think that at the conclusion of this initiative, we basically have a brand new building, to the exclusion of the outside. It's still got the same old skin with the same old woodpecker holes in it, but nonetheless, the interior I think is. Is looking really good, and we've been, I think DFCM has done us a good thing, and the VoIP people and our DTS folks, our sister agency, has really assisted us in that regard too. I think it's a great change, and I think it's going to maybe not quite match Carbon County, Commissioner.
One of these days I'll actually look at my new office that I designed that I never got to see.
See? Exactly. So, but we hope to have the telephonic process such that it will be comparable to, if not exceed.
That will be excellent.
Other than that, we had a desktop emergency preparedness initiative up at the state capitol with all the agencies of state government on the 28th of May. That went very, very well. We are putting the final touches and ongoing touches to our COOP plan for recovery and for emergencies. And we are also asking our division directors to get the word out to their staff that we need to be prepared, even at the office, for a certain amount of challenges if and when we do have an emergency. And we'll be doing a lot more training on that this year. So with that, that's all I have, unless you folks have some questions.
Do you have any questions of our executive director from the commission?
Nope.
Thank you. Next item, then, is commissioners' reports. Start with Commissioner Craig.
Thank you. I just wanted to take a moment to acknowledge the service of Darcy Dixon Pignanelli and express my appreciation for the work that she did on the commission. I think I got to work with her longer than anybody else did on the commission, and I was surprised to learn as recently as a month ago of some of the things that she had done to help make our processes better that I didn't know about, and that specifically was that apparently there was a time when our orders were not proofread before they were deliberated, and that she helped to initiate that and then to help to triage the number of resources that we had to put to signing orders and help to streamline that procedure, and then of course the redaction program, which has helped to make our decisions available to the public. And so I just acknowledge that she served here for 9 years, and that service has ended, and we'll be ready to welcome a new commissioner once the Senate takes action. So thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Mr. Shapiro?
I have nothing.
I have one other thing that I'd like to acknowledge also, and that is as I came to the commission almost a year ago now, Commissioner Dixon and I had some really interesting discussions about some of the things that she saw that still needed to be done, in addition to those items that Commissioner Cragen had just identified. One of the things that she was working on that I think has been finding some good success is the mediation program, specifically as it relates to Salt Lake City. We have a number of cases of local assessments especially that are being resolved at the mediation process, where we get the county together with the taxpayer and property owner and have a chance to really look at the issues and sort of guide where we might go if it was adjudicated. And I think that process is actually working well, and I'm going to have to give her credit for moving that process forward stronger. I have no other business to be brought before the commission in the commission meeting. A motion to adjourn would be in order.
I move to adjourn.
Thank you. Those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Will it pass unanimously? We are adjourned.